Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Tina Higgins. I live in Duluth, and I'll be reading two poems today. Sea Fog. Strength begins to melt away at age 3, beneath white, white skin. Your affections flame for red begonias, a black kitten, a pink dress. The world around you, Anna, will always be gray, caramel, dusty yellow, pink, surprising flashes of red and blue. Forever fallen, bent into the shape of a comma, palms flat, crooked fingers curled and splayed, you cannot remember what came first, distance or your bone sickness. We see your back curved that way, carved that way. Your thin pink dress cinched at your waist, your hand half reaching for home, off-center on the hill of east-sweeping sunburned gold. Caught in middle movement, pulling forward or pushing up, we will never know. Only hope to see you wave one last time through kitchen window panes. From the sea sand caramel hill, you need to reach the distant path. You will never stand up. You will always stand up. Saltwater wind lifts loose strands of hair. Swallows slip through barn windows. Flashes of blue, a bucket, a bowl. Your white lilies are a century old. The kitten with large seeking yellow eyes sleeps in the sling of your hand against your breast. You sit beneath waist-length hair as knotted as your joints. A warm basin of water, a comb, scissors. And he bows before you, framed by the open door. In the sunlight, you see pansies, poppies, and sweet peas. Your bare neck and a man's approval leave your white, white, bone-carved cheeks warm and pink. Long walk home. A flat tire and no spare on a dirt road means a long walk home. Means it's time to listen to dry corn stalks grow, to keep walking until you see pavement and down the black distance traffic lights will keep pace with your feet. The frayed ends of your jeans drag ditch dirt mile after silent mile until the neighbor's dog announces your home. His eyes always seeping, his body covered in clumps of black matted hair. You step through the door, stretch across coarse carpet, tip the bottle and reach out, now and again, to cut through coiled streams of smoke with dry fingers.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.